Welcome to Zaslo Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslo Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslo Show 2.0. Hey, if you've been searching for a refreshing beer that feels like you're back in the Caribbean, well, search no more. Proud sponsor of Zaslo Show 2.0, Johnny Cuba. It's a lifestyle. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. That's right. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Got great six-pack deals going on right now. You got hot sauce, that's right, made from selected Caribbean habanero peppers. You know your boy Zaslo loves the hot sauce. Go pick up some Caribbean soul in a can. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo. If you're a homeowner, you need to make sure you have the proper coverage. And that's why I'm sending you to Brunt Insurance and Financial Services. The Zaslo family uses Brunt Insurance and Financial Services because we know that if there's, God forbid, an issue with our home, we need to know that we're covered properly. From Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance and Financial Services delivers comprehensive insurance and financial solutions tailored to your needs. Since 2013, Brunt Insurance specializes in home and auto insurance. BruntInsurance.com. You could also check them out on social media at Brunt Insurance. Look, the market's confusing. Let Brunt Insurance sort it all out for you with their fully licensed staff, and they know the area. The Zaslo family uses Brunt Insurance to make sure that they're covered, and that's why I'm sending you to them as well. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslo Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslo Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 25th of May. Good to have you aboard. We are a Blue Wire podcast presented, as always, by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. I know my guys at Anajar and Levine, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they're super pumped up about everything that's going on down here, especially the huge story last night. Your Florida Panthers, your favorite little hockey team, are headed back to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Panthers win the Eastern Conference Championship last night in an absolute thriller. So the Panthers, they did it. They pulled it off last night. We're going to devote almost the entire show today, obviously, to the Florida Panthers, who waited 27 years to get back to the Stanley Cup Final. The Panther fan has waited 27 years to be proud of this team again and to get back to the Stanley Cup Final. And now, finally, when we talk about our favorite hockey team, We don't have to continue to only reference 1996. We have 2023 as the Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup Final. They're going to play for the hardest trophy, the toughest championship to win in all of professional sports. They did it, and they did it on home ice last night, giving the Panther fan an all-time memory. That was a forever game and a forever moment. So we talked about this, right? A couple days ago, a few days ago, where we're all just, especially at my age now, okay? The Heat have won three championships, all right? It's not even as much with the Heat. It's not even as much about trying to win that fourth championship. It's about trying to capture that sports moment. It's about trying to get to that memorable, that forever moment, and maybe experiencing it with your family, with your children. It's about trying to catch that forever sports moment. And that's why I told you guys, if you're saving up money, you want to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, tickets are going to be outrageous. If you're saving up money, you want to go to the Stanley Cup Final. Don't do it. Go to Game 4. I told you that all day yesterday, right? Go to Game 4. Go to the game. You don't know what's lying ahead. You don't know what's going to happen in the Stanley Cup Final. You don't know if they're even going to get there. But you don't know what the future holds. But Game 4 in FLA Live Arena, the Panthers have an opportunity. He blew that opportunity the night before. Okay, they got another chance tonight. The Panthers have an opportunity to give us a forever moment. Go to the game. Go to Game 4. You don't know what the future is going to hold. Be there for a potential forever moment. And they gave you the greatest moment in franchise history. Now, I'm not willing to say it's the greatest goal in franchise history, because we already talked about that. For 27 years, the greatest goal in Panther history was Billy Lindsay, Game 5, first round, 1996, which is both, it's awesome because it's a great moment, but also pathetic. It's a first round goal from 27 years ago. Well, we determined Matthew Tkachuk, Game 7 in Boston, greatest goal in Panther history. That overtook Billy's goal from 27 years ago. That's still the greatest goal because it pulled off a 3-1 comeback, the greatest upset in Stanley Cup playoff history, and we don't get to where we are without it. It's like the Ray Allen shot. Okay, well, the same year the Ray Allen shot happened, LeBron James, the next game, Game 7, hit a jumper that put the Heat up by 4 with like 20 seconds remaining. It won them the championship. But the Ray Allen shot is bigger, because without the Ray Allen shot, we don't even get to that moment. So the Ray Allen shot is easily the biggest goal, the biggest basket in the history of the Miami Heat. And it's similar to this where, okay, last night's goal by Matthew Tkachuk has us here, has catapulted the Panthers to the Stanley Cup Finals. But none of this is possible without Tkachuk's Game 7 goal in Boston. Matthew Tkachuk's Game 7 goal in Boston in the first round is the greatest goal in the history of the Panthers. But last night was the greatest moment in the history of the Florida Panthers. Because while none of this is possible without that goal, the way that it all set up, the way that it all went down, the guy who scored the goal, what that goal meant, 27 years, bottled up frustration and emotion, was all let out at the exact same moment when Matthew Tkachuk scored that goal. And after 27 years, the Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup Finals. I gotta tell you, and I'm not like, I told you when Jimmy Butler had the 56-point game and the crowd's going crazy and we're about to win, I told you, like, I got emotional. You know, that doesn't mean I cried. I didn't cry. You know, when guys like me, when you get emotional, you take those emotions and you bottle them up and you throw them into the pit of your stomach and you never let them out again. But I got very emotional. And last night, same thing. I was very emotional after the game. And I try not to think about, oh my God, what would I be like if they won the Stanley Cup final? I don't want to think about that. I try not to think about that. But I was very emotional after Tkachuk scored the goal, and certainly after, the next 4 seconds went by and they wind up winning the game. Just, I'm so happy for all the Panther fans. I'm so happy for guys who have been in the organization forever. You know, guys like Randy Moeller, guys like Steve Goldstein, guys like Billy Lindsay. I'm so thrilled. We're going to have Billy Lindsay on the show today. I want to play something for you here. Billy's a friend of mine. I haven't spoken to him in a while, so I'm really excited to talk to him here. And it's just a great dude. And I'm so happy for him. The best thing you're going to hear today. So Billy's going to join us later on in the show today. And I guess he does studio work for NHL Network. Well, I'm not sure that I knew that. And so, like, sometimes he's on the radio call with Doug Plagans, who, by the way, Doug Plagans is going to join us on the show today. We're very Panther-heavy today. Last night was an historic night in the history of South Florida sports. So Billy sometimes does radio analysis, does the color with Doug Plagans on the Panthers radio network. But I guess other times he's doing studio work, NHL Network. So Billy was in studio last night doing studio for NHL Network. And they go to the studio after the game. This is the best thing you're going to hear today. I tweeted out the video too. Go watch the video also. So Billy's in between the host and the other analyst. And like the rest of us who have been with this team forever, for all 29 seasons, all 30 years, you missed a year with the lockout, but all 29 seasons of Panther hockey, last night was a really emotional night. I was 15 years old when the Panthers made the Stanley Cup final. It's all we talk about. Oh, 96, remember 1996. You know, it's like referencing the Miami Dolphins 1972 if they didn't actually win that year. That's what 1996 is. It's all we've ever had. 27 years later, we get back to the Stanley Cup final. Last night was a very emotional night for the Panther fan. And so, you got guys who've been with the organization for, you know, almost that entire period. And one of those guys, of course, is Billy Lindsay. And Billy's in the studio. It's the best thing you're going to hear today. Or see. Go watch it. Because I don't know if the audio does it full justice. But Billy's in studio. They go right to the post-game show. And right out the gates. I mean, Billy couldn't keep it together. He was very, very caught up in the emotion.
Welcome to NHL Tonight alongside Stu and Billy. I'm Jameson, and for the first time since 1996, the Florida Panthers are heading to the Stanley Cup Finals. Stu, if only we had somebody in studio tonight that knew what that felt like. Billy Lindsay, we picked the perfect time to have you in studio. What does that moment feel like?
I'm emotional.
You right should now. Be. This is a big deal for you and all the Florida Panthers that have come before.
Oh, man.
He looks good on you, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
It's home. It's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long, long time, long journey. Man, am I proud of this team.
You want to watch the highlights?
Yeah, let's get some
highlights. Let's get right to the highlights here. Game number four, down in Sunrise.
Sports, man. And go watch the video. I retweeted it. It's so good. I'm so happy for Billy. Those guys like Billy and Randy and Goldie, those guys care. They do. I saw it firsthand. I was the studio host for the Panthers in 2009 and 2010. I forget about that sometimes. What I did for the Miami Heat for 13 years, I did for the Panthers for 2 years. I forget about that sometimes. That's how I became very friendly with guys like Moeller and guys like Billy Lindsay. And they care. They love the organization. And Billy, he couldn't get through it. He was very caught up in it last night, which is so great. You know what I feel bad for? I feel bad for our friend Jessica Blaylock. She's out there in Denver, Colorado, doing the Marlins game. And the Panthers, I mean, she probably had it on her phone while she's on the field level working the Marlins game. I feel bad she couldn't be there, you know? But I'm so happy for everybody that's involved. We're going to get Billy on the show coming up in a little bit here. They did it, man. They not only did they do it, they gave us a forever moment. It wasn't like, I'd have been happy. They went up 2-0 early. I'd have been happy winning that game 5-1, you know? But now that we know what happened, oh my God, winning it the way they did is the best, the best. They gave us a forever moment. I can't believe it. Not only did they get back to the Stanley Cup final, not only have they made this, I mean, it might be the most improbable run, although the Heat may be doing the exact same thing, but they gave us the most improbable run in the history of South Florida sports. Like, you could say, oh, what about the Marlins in 2003? Okay, but here's the thing. The Marlins, for the entire second half of that season, they were the best team in baseball. We didn't have that expectation going into the year. They started 16-26, and then they fired the manager and brought in Jack McKeon. But the second half of that year, the Marlins were the best team in baseball. This Panther team was 17th in the National Hockey League in points. So if you go by the top 16, although we know it's 8 in the conference, 8 in the conference, they would have been out. They wouldn't have made the postseason. They got in the second to last day because the Pittsburgh Penguins threw up all over themselves. It's the most improbable run to a championship round we have ever seen. And at least if the Miami Heat do the same thing tonight, please, please God, please Hashem, we know what the Heat, we've always known what the Heat are capable of. They were in Game 7 of the East Finals last year. So not only do the Panthers get back to the Stanley Cup Final after 27 years, they do it in the most thrilling of fashion and in front of the Panther fan who deserved it so hard. That building must have been on fire last night. We no longer only reference 1996. We now also have 2023. We no longer only reference Tom Fitzgerald's goal in the third period from the blue line in Game 7 in Pittsburgh to put the Panthers up 3-1. We reference Matthew Tkachuk with 4.3 seconds left to send the Panthers to the Stanley Cup Final and sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. For the first time ever in that building, the Panthers had winning handshakes on home ice. And for the first time in 27 years, going back to the Eastern Semis against Philadelphia and Miami Arena, the Panthers had winning handshakes on home ice. We now have 2023. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Here's also a really cool thing about my show. All of the sponsors on Zaslow Show 2.0, they're all fans of the local teams. Water Cleanup of Florida. If you have a water leak in your house and you don't know where it's coming from, call or text Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. My guys, the Greensteins, their family friends, they've been at the Panther games. You know they're super pumped. They have over 60 years combined experience. The team at Water Cleanup of Florida is prepared to handle all types of leak detection issues 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They're fully licensed Water Cleanup of Florida, insured, certified, providing the one-stop shopping that all of us busy homeowners and business owners require. No need to bring in other contractors. They're handling the entire project from start to finish, serving the entire Tri-County area, Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, 954-900-8635, or go to WCUFL.com. You could check out more than 80 five-star reviews on Google. Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-900-8635. Water Cleanup of Florida, we clean up your schmutz. So, let's do a little recap here. Let's relive it, okay? TNT broadcast. And the way the Panthers, like, they bookended the game. Amazing start, amazing finish, going to the Stanley Cup Finals. 41 seconds into the game, the Panthers get a rush up the ice. Anthony Duclair first hits the post and then has another opportunity.
Drury on their respective lines. Here's Verhaeghe, back out. Tough angle shot by Duclair. And now Duclair scores on the second attempt. 41 seconds in.
And we are off and running. Duclair with his third goal of the postseason. The building is on fire. 41 seconds in, the Panthers are up 1-0. A few minutes later, well, about midway through the first period, the Panthers are on the power play, and the man, Matthew Tkachuk, slides it right under Anderson's penis.
Blocked by Jarvis.
Excellent effort there. Jarvis looked like he was down and out.
Forsling kept it alive. Stick goes flying, puck in front. Tkachuk, his father Keith celebrates.
And now it's like, oh my God, are we going to blow him out? Are we blowing him out? Is that how we're going to celebrate this? 2-1 by the end of the period. Then into the second period, early in the second period, 2-2. The lead completely evaporates. The Hurricanes are back in this game. And look, this series, it's not like Vegas is killing Dallas in the other series. All four of these games were close. All four of these games were one-goal games. Like, Rod Brindamore, the coach of the Hurricanes, talked about this post-game where history is going to say this was a sweep, but, like, they don't feel like it was a sweep. They were in every game. They were all one-goal games, and he's 100% right about that. So, late in the second period, you get Ryan Lomberg with an incredible individual effort.
Lomberg keeps the puck alive. Here's Aaron Stahl, dropping it back off the right. Lomberg scores!
Kotkaniemi takes a run, the puck does not get out. And then the play from Lomberg to Stahl to White, and then Lomberg has a wide open net.
Outstanding effort by Lomberg. The puck's going to slide off the stick of White. He wasn't intending to pass it. He lost it, but he put it in the...
Lomberg's first goal of the postseason, a monster. Incredible individual effort. 3-2 Panthers now going into the third period. Can the Panthers play the Hurricanes even for 20 minutes to get to the Stanley Cup Finals? And with 3 minutes left, just over 3 minutes left, like right before you know they're going to pull the goalie, Hurricanes tie the game. Just, I mean, we were so close to the madness of the goalie being pulled and trying to clinch the Eastern Conference Championship. So then with, what are we talking, just over a minute left, like a minute nine, the Hurricanes take a tripping penalty, which, hey, good on the referee. A lot of times that late in this type of game, they will let that shit go. But a penalty is a penalty, right? So they call the penalty. The Panthers are on the power play. They already scored a power play goal earlier in the game. Their power play has looked good so far tonight. And you get the greatest moment in the history of the Florida Panthers.
Now Reinhardt with it. Down to 10 seconds. Maybe that may have hit the post. Coming back out in front of it is Tkachuk. He scores!
Unbelievable, this Matthew Tkachuk. After Game 5, when the Panthers won in Boston, they cut the series lead to 3-2, and Matthew Tkachuk, in the dressing room, says, guys, remember this, boys, remember this room? We're going to be right back here for 7. Well, what is he doing in Game 6? Scores 2 goals, and then in Game 7, overtime winner, and then this series, overtime winner in Game 1, and then in Game 4, he gets 2 goals, including the clincher to send the Panthers to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think you also had the game winner, the overtime winner in game two, right? I believe so. I mean, it's by far the greatest trade in Florida Panthers history, and it's right at the top greatest trade in South Florida sports history. This guy, and we talked about this, Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer, told us the other day, it's not just how great a player he is. The Panthers have never had a guy like this. And I told you when the season started, I'm like, oh, you guys are going to love this guy. Just his entire attitude, his enthusiasm. He's also American-born. I mean, most of the great players in this league are not American-born. And he's American-born. Like, you're going to love this Matthew Tkachuk. And he gave us the greatest moment in Panther history and an all-time forever moment. Oh, my God. First sweep in Florida Panthers history. Oh, we were jumping around the Zaslow Mansion family room. We're hugging. And then, of course, they go to the review. You see, I'm like, okay, all right. They're going to review here. There was definitely some action in front of the net. There was a lot of traffic. And by the way, the patience on Matthew Tkachuk to hold on to the puck. Most guys get their stick on it. There's not a lot of time of, oh my God, this is my only chance. And they just put it on goal. The patience to get to the spot he wanted and get that wide open net. That's so hard. So we're watching the review and it's like, oh, there's so little there. I felt good about it the whole time. I felt the balls it would have taken for the referee to take that goal away. I felt good about it the whole time. And then the fact that he came out so quick, you knew we were good. Because if they're going to overturn that, they're going to take some time. Came out so quick, you know we're good. Good goal. Everyone's going crazy. Oh, man. Incredible. Incredible night. Can we get back-to-back nights? Can we get it second? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. What a night. I was very emotional last night. We waited 27 years for this again. 27 years. And by the way, we will never, never reference Sergei Bobrovsky's contract ever again. It doesn't matter what he does or doesn't do for the rest of his time with the Panthers. The contract has been completely validated. Completely validated. No matter what happens the rest of this series season, no matter what happens the final 3 years of his deal, the contract is completely validated. That's done. That's over with. Team of Destiny, I don't know. Oh, no. It's going to be Vegas. They could clinch tonight. That's going to be tough as hell. But the Panthers disposed of the three teams with the three most points in the entire National Hockey League. Boston, Toronto, Carolina. So they're not going to be scared of whoever they play. Even if it's the team that had the most points in the Western Conference, the Vegas Knights. What a night. So happy for everybody. What an incredible, incredible night. All right, so, you know, look, we got the Heat tonight, but this is a Panther-heavy show today as we're celebrating what I believe is the greatest moment in Panther history last night. We go out to the Johnny Cuba guest line here. Of course, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 are brought to us by Johnny Cuba, the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. That's what we're talking about. Pick up some Johnny Cuba. Pick up a six-pack at your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. And joining us now is the workhorse, Panthers radio voice, Doug Plagans, here with us, fresh off of a series-clinching Eastern Conference championship-clinching call last night as the Panthers are back in the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in 27 years. Doug, thanks so much for being on with us. First off, this is the first time, obviously, you've been with the team for 8 years now, you told me. So this is the first time, obviously, that you've been in this spot with the team being this good or advancing this far. Do you think going into the game last night, okay, what will my final call be if they win the Eastern Conference Championship? Do you allow yourself to think about it, or do you just want it to be completely organic?
I'm a big well, thanks for having me. First of all, this is a celebration day. I know the job's not done, and there's going to be a Stanley Cup Final Series, but we've got at least a little bit of time here, so I want everybody to enjoy this, take it all in, and I'm sure everybody's going to have a great weekend. But in that moment, Zaz, I'm big on just approaching everything organically. Every moment is its own. And just for example, you know, no two wins are alike. It's one of the beauties of sports. It's why we watch, because every night you might see something that you've never seen before. And for that game to be decided on a moment like it was last night, Matthew Tkachuk scoring with under 5 seconds to play, and then the last face-off basically becoming a formality at that point. It allows the final seconds to tick off, and the place just erupts. It was unbelievable. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that, you know, I didn't think ahead at some point and say, well, we're that close to getting this thing done here. We're that close to seeing the Panthers move on to the Stanley Cup Final. But I think, like the players, like what the coaching staff has stressed, one of the most important things you can do is just stay in the moment. And I think that lends itself to, you know, presenting the moment in the best way possible. So all I can ever say is I hope everybody enjoys listening as much as I enjoy doing these broadcasts, because it's been truly an honor to be along for the ride with this great team, and to just bring these moments, you know, help bring these moments to life. It's been unbelievable to just try and bring these moments to the folks out there tuned in. So I can't even put it into words how exciting this has been.
Are you nervous at all during the broadcast last night?
Nervous. You know what's funny is I think it almost takes me back to, I had some people ask me that same thing back when I first got the job. Like, you know, my dream was to be a broadcaster in the National Hockey League, to do play-by-play in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I was coming off 7 seasons in the minor leagues, and I was coming off, you know, 4 years in the American Hockey League. And I remember a couple of people asking, are you nervous to call games in the NHL? And you learn pretty quickly that there are more people listening. There are more people paying attention. You know, calls of big plays have a further reach. They could end up getting picked up, you know, on national TV or wherever. So you do learn that. But I would tell you this, in the moment, with the headset on, calling a game, that's where I am most comfortable. But at the same time, I think, like even the great athletes would tell you, even the guys who've done it a million times, in those big moments, you do get a little bit more revved up. You do sense the magnitude of what's going on. There's no question that a clinching game in the Stanley Cup playoffs feels a little bit different than, you know, sometime in game 1 through 82 during the regular season. Everything gets ramped up. You can tell there are more people paying attention, but at the same time, there's nowhere I'd rather be. And there's, you know, not really anywhere I feel more comfortable than with the headset on.
What were you thinking when they went to review last night, the goal? Because they show the replay. I'm watching here in the Zaslow Mansion family room with my son, and they're showing the replay. And I'm like, there's very little there. I think we're good. And then, of course, when the referee came out after like 30 seconds, like, oh, that was a quick review. We're definitely going to be okay. Because if they were overturning that, he would have had those headsets on for 5 minutes. So when they go to the review initially, what were your thoughts?
When they went to the review, I honestly wasn't all that concerned. I was more thinking, okay, this thing's getting reviewed because – more than anything, yeah, there was a little bit of activity going on in front of the net. And, you know, maybe until you see a replay, you can't fully grasp exactly what kind of contact was made, things like that. But what I was thinking in the moment was there's a team season potentially on the line here at this point, and they're doing their due diligence to make sure that this is, you know, going to be a good goal, and you know, everybody's going to be able to just, you know, and everything's going to be able to just carry on from there. So that was really what was going through my mind. I wasn't in doubt at all. I thought it was going to be a good goal as soon as, even when it went to review, I wasn't very concerned. That was really the only thing that went through my mind is, okay, this is a crucial goal at a very important moment with just seconds left. For under 5 seconds left, I think 4.3 when the puck went in, they adjusted the clock to 4.9. Carolina's going to have nothing they can really do in the last 4.9 seconds. So they're making sure that this thing is a legitimate goal, which it absolutely was. So, yeah, I wasn't all that concerned. I think it was just something that was being looked at because of the magnitude of the moment and what was on the line.
Can you describe the atmosphere? Can you describe the crowd to me last night?
Absolutely electric. And I can tell you all the way through these playoffs, it has been. And I want to say thanks. I know you have, you know, all the people tuned in who've been out to games throughout the playoffs and throughout the season. I want to thank everybody for the support, for coming out, for checking out the action, and everybody who's been out for these playoff games. You've been a part of just an absolutely electric environment. And I can tell you the players, the coaches, they feel it too. They talk about it every single day. It's been something that has been definitely noticed, and it's been a huge advantage for this Panthers team to have that buzz in the building, to have that crowd behind them. Last night it was announced at 20,065, I believe is what I had on my sheet. It was packed to the rafters last night inside FLA Live Arena. And if I could personally thank all 20,065 people, I would. But thanks for everybody who came out. You've been a part of an absolutely amazing environment. Everywhere across the league in the Stanley Cup playoffs is loud, electric. You can feel it. But that was something unique and special there, especially last night. And you could tell everybody was so locked in and so tuned in to just the magnitude of the moment, Zaz, as you talked about right off the top. This is the second time in team history the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup final. And the people reacted as such last night. It was wild in there.
So give me your thoughts on this. You know, for 27 years up until this year, the undisputed greatest goal in Panther history, it's right here. I got it's diagrammed. I got the it's a poster here and it's framed. It's Billy Lindsay, and it's the whole diagram of the play. Gets past the Hall of Famer Ray Bourque and scores the series clinching goal in 97 right there on my wall. That's been the undisputed greatest goal in Panther history. I don't believe it is anymore. I believe when Tkachuk scored the winner in Game 7 against Boston, that became the greatest goal in Panther history. I think Billy's goal gets bumped down 27 years later to number 2. I want your thoughts on that, and I also want your thoughts on last night being what I believe not the greatest goal in Panther history, because I think it's Tkachuk Game 7, but last night the greatest moment in Panthers history.
Well, I tell you what, you mean Verhaeghe Game 7 against Boston is what you were talking about?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you so much for correcting me. Verhaeghe Game 7, yes.
There have been so many clutch performances throughout these playoffs across the board. But I think if you had to do it, and this is something I want to talk to Billy about, because I know he's talked about it a lot, because, you know, he's said he loves this franchise. His passion for the franchise runs so deep. And, you know, he's been saying for a long time that, you know, he'd love to see a string of big time goals that would, you know, go up in that realm of the biggest goals in team history. But I think what you look at now, it's almost like at this point you break it into tiers in a way. Billy's goal is always, in my opinion, going to have an important place on the mantle of Panthers history. That was the clincher, the eventual game winner to win their first playoff series in team history. It took place at the old building at Miami Arena for a number of reasons. It was part of the year of the rat. It was part of a run to the Stanley Cup final for an upstart team in its third year in existence. It was kind of the goal that put the Panthers, you know, one of the moments that put the Panthers on the map, and it was a real rallying point for a lot of people. And Billy, to this day, is still one of the most beloved, figures in the history of the Florida Panthers. And obviously, you know, that goal right there is what a lot of people would point to as one of their greatest Panthers and Billy Lindsay memories. So I'm sure, you know, I think you look at it, that almost goes in one tier, but now you have this, you have the new era that's taken place here. And this group, and I don't know that we're going to be able to fully give an answer on this until the dust settles and we have the whole body of work and we have all the goals that we're able, and we're able to put them all next to each other and see, okay, where do they all rank next to each other? But what I can tell you, what's been so impressive, it's been a whole team where, and I've asked a number of the guys this, you have a whole roster of guys where nobody shies away from the moment. And it's truly impressive. And it starts with the leadership on the ice. Obviously, the coaching staff's done an unbelievable job. And Bill Zito, congratulations to him for the nomination for GM of the Year coming out yesterday. Well-deserved for putting this roster in place. But you've got a high-character roster of guys where nobody shies away from the moment. You go down this entire roster in this playoff run, Zaz, every guy has had a big moment. And it's, of course, Matthew Tkachuk right now getting the headlines, and rightfully so. He's got three overtime winners in the playoffs. In the Carolina series, he had two overtime winners, a winner in regulation that may as well have been an overtime winner because it came in the final seconds. And then he assisted on the game three goal, which was the only goal scored in the game, proved to be the winner. He's factored in to other game-winning goals in this playoff run. But you go down the list, Nick Cousins had the overtime winner against Toronto to seal that series. Sergei Bobrovsky has been as big game as you can be throughout these entire playoffs. Carter Verhaeghe had the overtime winner. You go back to game six against Boston, that wild 7-5 game, and during the back and forth, Zach Dalpe scored his first Stanley Cup playoff goal, and Etu Luostarinen had a huge goal late in that one. I believe it was the sixth Panthers goal before they ultimately won that game 7-5. So you go down this roster and there have been, you know, every guy has had his moment. His Brandon Montour tying game 7 against Boston with under a minute to play. And obviously scoring 6 goals in that series. What an offensive performance that was for a blue liner. When the dust settles, we'll be able to go back through everything and see where everything stacks up. But I can tell you right now, and I'm sure you're thinking the same thing as somebody who's been following this team for its entire existence, it's exciting to be able to have this many to choose from, this many to go back through, and to have all these moments that I know in the middle of August and, you know, September, when we're getting ready for next season, we're going to be going back through all this and looking through it and recalling it all fondly. And it's been so exciting to be a part of. And like I said, just an incredibly, incredibly dedicated, great group of guys who have battled to get into the playoffs, and they've earned every second of this.
Lastly here, Doug, the 4 overtime game, I got to ask you about that before you get out of here. You know, from a viewer perspective, from a fan perspective, I found it to be a miserable experience, and my team won. Like, they won, and it was miserable. You know, it was, I don't want to ever go through that again. You were working the game, you're calling the game by yourself. So what was that experience like? And was there ever a moment in the 4 overtimes where you said to yourself very quietly, I don't even care who scores. I want this to end.
I didn't care if it went to 25 overtimes if we got the win. I was there, as I tell a lot of people, I was there to win a ball game that night. I didn't care how it got done. I didn't care how long it took. I didn't care if McDonald's started and then stopped serving breakfast by the time that game-winning goal was scored. I was there to see the Panthers win a game that night, and just thankful that they did. Going back through it, It was a long game, and I got a ton of tweets and messages from a lot of folks out there who stayed up late with the broadcast. So I want to thank everybody for and I tried to respond to as many people on Twitter as I could. I want to thank everybody for chiming in and for staying up late with us that night. But as that game was going on, I can speak from my perspective. And well, first of all, I'm thinking, I don't know how these guys on the ice are doing it. Hats off to not just the Panthers, but the Carolina Hurricanes, every athlete that was involved in the marathon that night, because that game went to, you know, it, it went to the end of the fourth overtime.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hockey to be played in one night. And as far as games that have gone deep into overtime, it's one of the uniquenesses of our sport in that games can go on forever. And you know that quadruple OT can happen, but there's no manual for it. It doesn't happen very much. That's why there were only five games in the history of the league that had been longer, and two of those were in the 1930s. So what we saw in that game one doesn't happen every single day. But as it went on, and I'm sure you'd say the same thing, sometimes you get into the second overtime, third overtime, obviously the game's going to look a little different. It might slow down a little bit. You might have teams that are a little less willing to take risks because of what's on the line.
That's what it was, yeah.
And you just don't want to conserve energy. But I can say for a game that went deep into overtime, I thought the tempo of it was much better than a lot of previous instances of that I've seen. There were scoring chances. The goaltenders had to make big saves at both ends of the ice into double and triple and quadruple overtime. So those two teams were battling, and it wasn't just a sit back and wait for the opponent to make a mistake mentality. Both teams were going for it throughout those overtime periods. From my perspective, like I said, I'm watching there first and I'm saying, okay, credit to every one of these guys because they're battling, and that is the ultimate physical test, what they're going through out there. For me, I never once thought about my own fatigue or anything. I was so locked into the game. The only non-hockey, non-broadcasting feeling that I had would have been in the last intermission of overtime. I thought to myself, it's been a really long time since I've had anything to eat. I'm getting hungry. But sure enough, the game would end late in the fourth overtime, and I was able to get back to the hotel to have a snack. But yeah, I started feeling hungry. That was the only non-hockey feeling that I was sensing at that point.
Congratulations, Doug. Just an amazing night. And yeah, it's not over. There's still work to be done. Thanks for joining us today, Doug. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Appreciate Doug Plagans for joining us there. I'm sure he slept really well after last night's thriller, whatever time he got home. You know how he would have slept better? If he was sleeping on Sheets and Giggles. Doug Plagans has got to go to SheetsGiggles.com. You could use promo code Zaslow. You'll get 20% off at checkout. Sheets and Giggles. I'm talking the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets the Zaslow family has ever slept on. That's right. The Zaslows are now four of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles. We will never sleep on any other brand than Sheets and Giggles. And not only is my man Colin, he's the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. You know he's going to be coming down for the Stanley Cup playoffs. He's a huge Panther fan, huge Heat fan as well. He's super pumped. We were messaging after the game last night. He'll be coming down here for the Stanley Cup Finals games. But not only does he care about all of us getting the good sleep, but we're keeping the environment safe. That's right. Sheets and Giggles are sustainably made via a lyocell process from the wood of eucalyptus trees that are grown on sustainably managed biodiverse farms. I got the sheets. I got the eucalyptus pillow. There's eucalyptus mattress if you want to check that out. The comforter. It's my favorite comforter of all time. SheetsGiggles.com. You knew Zaslow's show was taking off when Sheets and Giggles joined the show. Again, the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets you'll ever have. Use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first checkout, SheetsGiggles.com. So we got some news for you. We're going to talk to Billy Lindsay. And by the way, thanks to Doug Plagans for correcting me. It was Verhaeghe Game 7, not Tkachuk, which I think is now the greatest goal in Florida Panther history. We will ask Billy Lindsay, all right, if he agrees, if he's okay with me knocking down, I mean, it was Verhaeghe knocked it down, but me knocking down his goal from the top of the pedestal. All right, so we'll get my pal Billy Lindsay on in a few minutes. I'm excited to talk to him. I haven't spoken to him in a while. We do have some Heat news here. It's not good. Gabe Vincent has officially been ruled out for tonight's contest. All right, look, Gabe's been averaging, I think, 17.5 points for the series, over 50% shooting. He's been excellent. Here's the thing. Does it mean Kyle Lowry is going to start in his place? Not necessarily. You know, can they wind up, you know, who would it be if it's not, if it's not Kyle. Look, they got ball handlers already on the floor, but it's not like that's Gabe Vincent's responsibility setting up the offense. You know, Butler, Adebayo, they're going to do that with that starting group anyway. So who could start in his place? I don't think you're going to go Robinson. That would help stretch the floor. Maybe they will. I don't know if you're going to do that. But nonetheless, Lowry will play more. All the criticism that Kyle Lowry has gotten, all deserved, can all be erased with a big-time performance tonight. Gabe Vincent's out. Okay. When you sign Kyle Lowry, a champion point guard, for $30 million a season, it shouldn't be that big of a deal that Gabe Vincent is out. If Kyle Lowry wants to get in the good graces of the Heat fan, you get in there tonight with Gabe Vincent out, and you have yourself a big-time game. That game that you had earlier in the series, give me a big-time game. Gabe Vincent being out shouldn't be the be-all, end-all for this Miami Heat team. You got $30 million point guard, a champion point guard. Have a big game. Have a big game. One time. You can erase all the bad feelings from Heat fans if you get this one tonight and if you have a strong performance. Now, like I told you, you would think that the Heat are the ones down 3-1. You would think that the Heat are the ones who are facing elimination. The Heat are not in a bad spot. Even if the Heat lose tonight, the Heat are not in a bad spot. This is an enormous night, but stop making it sound like the Heat are the ones who are down 3-1. Even if the Heat lose tonight, you don't think Game 6 on your home floor with a chance to win the Eastern Conference Championship is a good situation? Were the Heat not in a good situation Game 6 last round at home against New York? There's no difference. The Heat are in a good spot tonight, and if they can't close it out tonight, they'll be in a good spot on Saturday. Stop listening to people on television who are telling you that the Heat are in some type of trouble. But no Gabe Vincent tonight. All right. Go out there. If you're Kyle Lowry, go out there and earn your keep. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, guys, before we get to Billy here, let me tell you about the only insurance agency I use. I'm obviously talking about Brunt Insurance. You need to make sure you have homeowner's insurance, and you need to make sure you have the proper coverage on your homeowner's insurance. You know, some agencies you'll call up, hey, I need home insurance, and you know, you're just picking anyone that they're throwing in front of you. When you call Brunt Insurance at 954-589-2204, or you can go to bruntinsurance.com. But when you go to Brunt Insurance, you're getting comprehensive insurance coverage tailored exactly to your needs. Affordable care that's giving you the best coverage possible. They're going to talk to, look, the market's confusing out there. You don't know everything you need. When you call Brunt Insurance at 954-589-2204, you're getting a fully licensed staff that absolutely knows the area you're calling from, because Brunt Insurance is covering from Pensacola all the way to the Keys. We're talking rated top 5 in the country, number 1 in Florida, but Brunt Insurance recently rated top 5 in the entire country. And not just homeowners insurance. You need automobile, motorcycle, boat. Maybe you don't own your home. Maybe you rent. You need renter's insurance or condo insurance. I've been with Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. So I'm sending you to the exact same place that I get my insurance coverage from. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. All right. So, of course, we gave you the updates there on the Heat. No Gabe Vincent tonight, but obviously we're locked in tonight in the Zaslow Mansion family room. I'll tell you what, though, I'm still going to be riding high. I'm still going to be on cloud 9 once the Heat tip off tonight at TD Garden after last night's Panthers Eastern Conference Championship clinch and win. And one of the guys who I'm so happy for as well, I've told you guys this today, is my pal Billy Lindsay, all-time great Florida Panther. Of course, color analyst on the radio side with our pal Doug Plagans, and also does studio work on NHL Network. Billy, it's so good to see you. I'm so glad you were able to find some time for us today. I played the clip earlier in my show today of you last night postgame on the NHL Network. I mean, I couldn't have had a wider smile watching the clip where you couldn't put the words together. And I was very emotional at the end of the game last night. Like, you were on the team. Like, we've waited 27 years. And it's not just waiting 27 years. There were so many really bad years in those 27 years. And I'm so glad you showed that emotion last night on television for everyone to know there are so many people down here who really, really care, Billy.
Yeah, it was, Zaz, for me to come down here when I did in the early 90s and to accomplish what we did in those first 3-4 years and capture the hearts and the imagination of South Florida is why I fell in love with South Florida in general. Always kept a home base there. The community was so welcoming at those early years, and we built it up to have such a good product and the fan base. And then, as you mentioned, we go through those struggles, and it was hard to battle through that. So that's kind of where all my emotion came from, is to just see this city and the fan base grab onto this team. Now, this is 4 straight years in the playoffs. You've been knocking on the door, and to get it back to where it was back in the early 90s, that's what has meant the most to me, because we have taken a beating. We take it from other fan bases. You hear it all over. So when you get just put down and beat up like that for so long, and you damage your brand with losing, it's tough to get the fans in the building, especially in South Florida. Where was the trust in those 20 years when you're never making the playoffs once every 4 years, whatever it is? It's just so to go through all that and to see it build back up with this team that just squeaks into the playoffs, and Matthew Tkachuk, Bobrovsky. And at this time of the year, it goes back to 96. This team has a little bit more talent, but what they're doing is with the exact same way we did in 96. At this time of year, it's all about this heart and your guts. And this team is playing with passion. It's playing with fire. They're either going to go around you, they're going to go through you. They are going to find a way to win. And they're having fun to see that building sold out. And that's why those emotions just poured out of me. I'm not only so happy for our fan base, so happy for South Florida, but I'm happy for those guys in that locker room for bringing this all back and showing what determination, how hard this trophy is to win, to just get to this point and now have a legitimate chance and another crack after 27 years. Phenomenal.
I'll bet. You know, like I said, I was so proud. I loved you showing that emotion. I'll bet you got so many messages from people that they were thrilled that you showed that emotion as well on a national stage. I'll bet you got a lot of messages.
Yeah, it was just, everything was blowing up. And it was, to honest the point, because I was running around before we were to go on air, right when Tkachuk scored. And I was jumping in the air going like crazy. And just natural emotion as a fan, because you can't, as a player, you can control it. As a fan, it's so hard. It's so hard being a fan. So I was running around screaming and doing everything. And then, okay, we're on the air in 30 seconds.
Right.
You know, so I put on my jacket, and I'm like, my mind is everywhere. There's, like, I'm trying to process this whole kind of information. And the producer says, okay, 10, we're on, 5, we're going to come to you, Billy. And they came to me, and I was all set, and I was just like, yeah. Then it just hit me like a brick. I just couldn't get anything out. I couldn't speak. It's like everything just came crashing down and flooded out of me. So it was a true authentic experience from me. It's exactly what I felt at that time. I just can't put it into words.
It's amazing
how special it is.
It's amazing. Amazing. And there's so many Panther fans, myself included. Like I said, I was very emotional after the game. Billy, I was 15 years old in 1996. I'm 42 now. I got my 14-year-old son who it was essentially my age back in 96. I'm watching last night side by side with my 14-year-old son. I mean, when I'm 15, if someone would have said to me, the next time you're going to experience this, you're going to be watching it with your son, who is the same age as you right now. Like, that's that's crazy. You know, there's so many people who feel the exact same way as you. I'm so, so thrilled. You know, we hear Sasha Barkov, he couldn't play most of game three, came back, thought he played a phenomenal game last night. Can you talk about what these guys physically, because we hear the Stanley Cup, it's the hardest trophy in all of sports to win. Can you talk about what these guys are going through physically right now?
Oh, you got bumps and bruises. And I remember I weighed into training camp in 1996, I believe around 200, 205 pounds. And I held the weight most of the season, was around 200 pounds when we went into the playoffs. And you go through city to city, you got black eyes, you got bumps and bruises everywhere from these guys. The intensity level is hard to explain from the regular season to the playoffs by round, how fast the hockey gets, because you're playing better teams. You're playing the elite, you're playing the cream of the crop. And if you want to beat them, you have to do everything possible. You have to hit everything. You have to get in the way. You have to expend every ounce of energy that you have in your body. That four overtime game, it's a war of attrition that you have to. And so when I weighed out after that, after going to the Stanley Cup, I lost 12 pounds in 2 months of just bought. You can't eat enough. You're always on the training table. You're always getting fixed up. But the special part of it is that you dream of this as a kid. You road hockey, this is the only thing that's ever been on your mind. So you're living the dream. So you hear that term of being in a zone as an athlete, but you're there for 2 months. You are in this just focused zone. Like I can remember every playoff goal. I can only recall two or three regular season goals that I scored. You remember all the drip, the sweat dripping off your body. All the memories are so vivid and so in color when you go through this type of run and experience. And what you have to do to your body is almost not humane to win. And that's it. It comes down to character and drive. You can throw analytics are part of every sport. Throw them out the window at this time of year. Did you win the game or did you not win the game? And a lot of that goes down to doing that. And it's some of these players like Tkachuk, he's not only rewriting Panther history, he's rewriting NHL history. It's historic. And the goaltending of Sergei Bobrovsky, what playoffs can do, Sergei Bobrovsky is on a 77-year, $70 million contract. This is year four. The first 3 years, very average, and gets beat up by the fan base. He can play 2 months of the best hockey of his life. $70 million is going to be worth it in 2 months if they win the cup.
Oh, yeah.
So that is what this stage does for you as a player. If you get to the cup, if you win the cup, automatically, every single player on that team, you're guaranteed another 4 years in the league. At some point, at somewhere down the line, if you won a Stanley Cup, someone wants you to be part of your team. That happened in 96. All our guys went on to play another 5-6 years, maybe when they shouldn't have. It's that's the importance of playoff hockey.
I keep thinking, Billy, I keep going back to just how close we were to none of this ever happening. And the moment that I keep going back to is the last second of game five in Boston, where Sergei Bobrovsky makes the breakaway save on Marchand. It was all over at the very end of game five. None of this happens if Bobrovsky doesn't make that one save. It really is such a game of inches.
Yeah, it's that one save. He saved the season. And it's kind of funny. There's one motivational thing that kind of sticks out to me of all sports, of all the movies, of all the cliches. Any given Sunday, Al Pacino's speech, inch by inch, is the one that rings true to me of all sports speeches that's ever been given in a movie, because he talks about in that speech, everything has to be done. We're either going to live together or as a team or die as an individual. And the inches are the 6 inches right in front of your nose. And you got to be willing to die for that inch in front of your nose. You got to crawl for it. You got to scrape for it. You were either 1 inch too fast, 1 inch too slow. Those are all the differences that add up. And that's what this Panther team has done. It's been inch by inch. And Paul Maurice, their coach, is just stay focused in the moment. That 6 inches, what you have right in front of you. You make the save, we go to overtime, focus on what's next and see where it takes you. And so far, this Panther team, inch by inch by inch by inch. And they have been the team that has been willing to sacrifice. And if you're willing to pretty much die for that inch, you are the team that's gonna come out on top. And that's a save. It's a save by inches. It's getting into the playoffs on game number 182. It's the Chicago Blackhawks beating the Pittsburgh Penguins that gives you a chance to get. But when you add all those inches up at the end of the year, if you do the things right, you could end up being a champion. So that kind of rings true to me in this rings true to this Panther team.
Have you been in touch at all recently with any of your former teammates from 96 about what's going on right now?
Yeah, Stu Barnes, me and Stu were texting back and forth quite a bit. Last night, Tommy Fitz reached out. He's general manager of the New Jersey Devils. So his rooting interest is a little bit more on the Devils side, but he was happy for us. And all those guys, I've reached out a little bit to each and every one of them. They've been really, Rob Niedermeyer texted me and said, finally, we can put that goal of yours to rest. You know, he gives me a hard time about it. He said, thank God I don't got to live and see that every day.
You know, I need to bring this up to you. Now, look, right here, can you see this poster right here? It's framed. That's you. That's you. That's your goal. It's a diagram. It's the diagram of your goal that moment against Ray Bourque. It's hanging up on my wall here. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's you. And so it's been for 27 years, the undisputed greatest goal in the history of the Florida Panthers. Billy, is it okay with you that after Carter Verhaeghe scored the game 7 winner against Boston in overtime, I knocked you down to number 2? I put Verhaeghe's goal as number 1. Is that okay?
Yeah. That's what I texted back when Needsy sent me that text. The first thing I sent him back was, you know what? Me too. And I said, 27 years? That's a hell of a run, my friend.
Yes.
I said, to have the goal, I said, for 27 years, I had my time. No one's ever going to take that away from our group. And that goal, they can't take it away from me, but can it be replaced? Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for this team. And thank more Stanley's. I can't watch a Stanley Cup celebration. I've never, after 96, whenever I watch the final and the game's over, I turn off the TV.
Wow.
Because the biggest, it's not a regret, but the one thing when you're done playing, the hardest thing to really swallow is not having a Stanley Cup ring. Once you get in the league, to leave the league and not have a Stanley Cup ring, it's heartbreaking. Because that's the ultimate. And the only way that I would ever watch or do it again is if this Panther team won a Stanley Cup. And to be part of it, I would, that is the next best thing I can have at this point in my life. And that's my next dream. So I'm living the dream through this team on the broadcasting side to be part of it. And this is the only franchise that I would do that for. So I'm hoping not to turn off my TV, my radio at the end of this upcoming series. It's hard not to get ahead of myself. But Yeah, this is it for me. This is the pinnacle, and we're right there back on the cusp. So this is not having a Stanley Cup as a player, but to be part of it as an organization, not only an organization that I work for, but a community that I've fallen in love with and that means so much to me. So this is, I'm right back there living the dream again. So any goal that's scored, I'm fully behind it. It's, every stuff's supposed to be replaced. Mm-hmm. Records are supposed to be broken. Great goals, there's supposed to be better goals in the future. And we're finally here. We're finally here, my friend.
Amazing. 27 years. We've all waited so long to get back to this spot. I'm so excited for the fans. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for guys like you and Randy Moeller who have been around there forever. I know he wasn't on the team, obviously, in 96, but guys who've been working for the franchise, and I know who just care so much about the team. An all-time, not only did they win the Eastern Conference Championship last night, Billy, but they gave us an all-time moment. Like, we're always going to remember where we were when Tkachuk scored that goal. It's a forever moment they gave us, Billy. It's amazing.
Now the picture that is going to be is Tkachuk on two knees.
Yep.
Sliding.
Yep.
Arms in the air. Celebration. That's getting to the Cup final, and if you win it. But that one picture right now, just Tkachuk sliding on his knees. That is gonna live for a long, 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 long time.
Billy, really good catching up with you, man. I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning and enjoy it. We're four more wins until forever. We're so close.
Yeah. Zaz, I appreciate the support. I know you're a big Heat fan. So am I. I'm a big sports fan in general. I follow everything. To have what the Heat are going through and what the Panthers, and we're both eight seeds. We just crawl in. Yep. we're doing some damage, man. We're hurting some franchises, and
so good.
It's so good to go through. Well, the Heat are going through Boston, but we went through Boston. We went through the cream of the crop in the East, and not only so. You win the last three against Boston. We just blow the Leafs off in five, Carolina in four. We're not only getting through these; we're dusting off this tough Eastern Conference. One more to go, but thrill ride just all the way. Dade County, Broward County, baby. Let's stand up, let's rise, and let's go.
Great job, Billy. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Zaz. Appreciate it, my friend.
Great job by Billy Lindsay there. And, of course, all guests on Zaslow's Show 2.0, we know, are brought to us by the official beer of Zaslow's Show 2.0, Johnny Cuba, European roots with a Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. You know what I'm talking about. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal every show. And hey, if you got water, mold, fire damage in your home or your business, that could be a big deal. Maybe it's not a big deal. I'm not going to be able to tell you that. Water Cleanup of Florida will. 954-900-8635. That's 954-900-8635. Or go to WCUFL.com. Let Water Cleanup of Florida tell you if it's a big deal or not a big deal. All right, big deal or not a big deal. First up, obviously we know the Panthers could find out tonight who their Stanley Cup final opponent is going to be. The Western Conference Championship could be won tonight. It's Vegas versus Dallas, game four. The Vegas Knights are looking for a sweep of their own. That's a big deal. That's right. Vegas looking to get back to the Stanley Cup final for their second time also in franchise history, although they've only been around for, what are we talking about, 6 years now, I think? That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Last night, the Marlins, they beat the Rockies 10-2. They get back to the 500 mark. They're 25-25. How about Jorge Soler hitting his 14th home run of the year?
And Soler lifts off deep left field. He did it again. Solo homer for Soler. And the Marlins get that run right back. Kind of more, but here's the...
I'll go big deal because I like that Soler is fulfilling, you know, what the team wanted out of him last year when they signed him coming off of that, NLCS MVP or was he World Series MVP with the Atlanta Braves. So I'll go big deal. Marlins are now 25-25, back to the 500 mark, and they are playing this afternoon the series finale against the Colorado Rockies. That is a 3-10 start. Hey, you're listening in the future. Maybe you already know what happened there. I don't know what happens. Big deal or not a big deal. So post-game last night on SportsCenter, NHL analyst, National Hockey League great Chris Chelios, he was on SportsCenter last night with John Anderson. He thinks the Panthers got a great shot.
Panthers, as you mentioned, last team in the East. They're going to go through there in the Stanley Cup final. Most likely, they're going to get Vegas, regardless of who they get. Why is this team set up that they could all get their names on the cup?
Well, you got two guys in the team right now that I got my vote for Conn Smythe. That's Bobrovsky and Matthew Tkachuk. So you've got a goaltender that's putting up numbers, like historic numbers from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you got Matthews on fire. Like, I think I look back at Cale Makar, what he did last year with Colorado.
Yep.
Well, it could take one guy to get that hot to carry a team through the playoffs. And I really believe as well-structured as Vegas is, and it's going to be a heck of a series. It's not like, Dallas really, they were in a couple games, but they really didn't have it. They didn't deserve any games. Carolina might have deserved a couple games, but again, they're playing with so much confidence, the Panthers. They're going to be tough to beat.
Vegas still has to finish that thing off, but right now they go through the Bruins, the Leafs, and the Hurricanes. Now they just got to stay sharp because they got a long layoff until they play game one of the Stanley Cup. It's not until a week from Saturday.
The rest is always good at this point. And Barkov, whatever injury is nagging him, he's such an important piece of their team also. Captain, leader, does everything in both ends. So rest is going to be great for that team.
I'm a big deal. Chris Chelios knows what he's talking about. Come on, he won the Stanley Cup with the Montreal Canadiens. I go big deal right there. Finally, one more. Big deal or not a big deal? Yesterday, at 83 years old, Tina Turner passes away. That's a big deal. Look, Tina Turner was a rock star. In my house growing up, I listened to a lot of Tina Turner as a kid. My parents had the Tina Turner records. We wore those records out. Like, I heard a lot of Tina Turner growing up. She was amazing. And like I said, a total rock star. Angela Bassett did a phenomenal job playing Tina Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do with It. That Ike Turner played very well by Lawrence Fishburne. He was a real piece of shit. But Tina Turner, a rock star, an icon, a phenomenal performer. That's a big deal. Tina Turner passing away yesterday. I was sad to hear that. 83 years old, though. I mean, she was a legend. That is a very big deal. And that right there, courtesy of Water Cleanup of Florida. Let them tell you at 954-900-8635 if it's a big deal or not a big deal. Yes! What a show. What a great show today. That's what I'm talking about. Panthers, 27 years later. Now we know the Heat are up against it now, all right? No Gabe Vincent tonight makes things a little difficult. You'd like to end it tonight? The only thing better than a sweep in Game 4 would be doing it in the Boston, in the TD Garden. Doing it in front of those fans. Watching all of them go home unhappy. That would be beautiful. Come on. Let's go, Jimmy. Do it. All right. Thanks, everybody who listened to us today. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that good stuff. I appreciate you. Hey, I also appreciate everybody whose hard work put together the show today. Always appreciate you guys. And we'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Go with that. The show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.